Well, so far this hour, we've heard from Tom Colson tell us that he has run out of gold over the weekend. People coming in to buy it. It's hard to get it, he says, right now. Liz Peek talking about inflation hurting the little guy and all the things we've going on with bad policies with the U.S. government and elsewhere. And joining me now to sort it out and maybe bring some sense to all of it, Craig Stiles, financial advisor, managing director, Ameriprise Financial Services. Craig, good to see you again.
Good to see you, Steve. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. And I know you've been listening to some of these conversations. You know, gold demand is high, at least at the retail, at the consumer level. Don't know how it is at the institutional level. I do know that inflation hurts everyone, but those at the bottom end of the income scale get hurt the worst because people at the higher ends, they can kind of eat the extra price of gas. They can kind of, you know, eat the cost of food, no pun intended, but they can kind of get through that, yep. Right? Where those that are at the lower end are trying to get in or thinking that, hey, you know, wages are going up. Yeah, right until you get to the store when you realize your wages that went up just got gobbled up by inflation and bad policy, right?
Well, Liz had made quite a few good points in your conversation they had with her earlier in regards to the importance of what is the power that the middle income individual or lower income individual has that basically is putting people in power that have strong policies that are truly advocates for them. We've seen a lot of, especially in this very short-term period, we went from being energy independent to being energy dependent, and that is causing a crisis, basically an increase in price when it comes to energy, as well as, you know, from a distribution standpoint, to transport things from point A to point B. If we take away the opportunities for most efficient transportation of oil, then the cost of that oil is going to go up. So you're, as you're highlighting the pipelines and everything else that are there, to transport via truck or via rail versus that of pipeline, we've seen the impact of the attacks on the Line 5 here in Michigan. We've seen the shutdown of the Exxon pipeline that was coming through with Canada and several other pipelines here in the United States.
Sure.
That has an ultimate impact.
Absolutely. And Line 3 was under attack in Minnesota, also owned by Enbridge.
Yep.
Speaking of which, Ryan Duffy from Enbridge will be joining me in the next hour to talk about Line 5. And
yeah,
as you look at the price of energy soaring, here's the thing. In Europe, as Liz pointed out, they're trying to get more old-school power plants back online. I know in Germany, they're putting coal-fired power plants, taking them out of mothballs and putting them back in service. In the United States, we need to be more mindful not to bulldoze every plant that we close that created power, because there might come a day that we really need those. Why? Because a lot of these plants are not at the end of their service life. They're at the end of a political life, apparently. There's still good years left in many of these,
yep,
plants. We're knocking them down. I don't know that that's good, commonsensical approach to any of it.
Do you remember the Cash for Clunkers program?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
How that was a policy that was to turn in your old automobile so this way it would be better for people to get newer vehicles and whatnot. Well, what did that end up doing? For those who couldn't afford to buy a brand new vehicle, it jacked up the price for used vehicles, and you couldn't find parts of used vehicles to help fix the car that you had. So it really caused an issue for those who are in the low to middle income areas to find a good, stable vehicles that would get them from point A to point B. This is when you sit there and think about the kind of Cash for Clunkers program, that's what initially came to my mind when we talk about the destruction of the coal-fired power plants. So when we start to have a policy that's in place that's going to go ahead and destroy the cost-effective and efficient energy, that is going to cause issues a little bit later on down the line. How do we go about trying to protect clients from that? The ones who aren't invested presently are the ones that are not having much, if I can use that term, to offset the increase in prices. Because if you have on Social Security, if you're on a fixed pension and you've got little in savings right now or little invested, it's going to be very difficult to be able to offset the increase in prices, increase in food. And then that makes you even more dependent on government in some form or another. And I think that's what the driving force is at the moment.
What do you think about these?
Doing that?
Well, and I look at all the inflation and these different pressures on the economy. And I know that China, its GDP is slowing, and its growth is slowing down to less than it was predicted to be. What about these predictions of a recession? Some saying we're already in the recession, the front end of it, that will be just as bad as 2008. I don't know what to make of that. I don't know how to put my finger on that pulse. What do you think?
Well, my concern is, are we creating a self-fulfilling prophecy? You know, if we go through and talk about recessionary periods, people start acting as if we're already in a recessionary style of period. My objective is basically to manage through it. We look at the data, we look at the information, we look at the companies that are going to be surviving through recessionary periods. When I sit there and think about what happened in 2008, 2009 period, the strategies that we had implemented at that point, we're finding growth strategies that have done very well in managing and buying and selling stocks in down periods. We looked at value strategies that were dividend paying securities for companies that we knew were not going to be going under by any stretch. So we have to manage through that process. It's just like being on a sailboat and you're going through a storm. There are several ways you can do it. You can go around the storm to the north, around the storm to the south. You can go through edges of the storm that's going to create areas of volatility. You're going to get certain water in the boat, if you will. The danger areas, if we try to travel straight through it or we turn around and try to head back to dock, sometimes that causes more damage than it is trying to get you from point A to point B than trying to manage through the process and trying to go around it in some form or another. So there are things that can be done to help mitigate the risk that a client would have exposure to. Because the other factor that we have it right now is if we try to pull back and we have clients that are living off of their portfolios, bonds are not a strong place to be in many areas because of the interest rates are rather low. So to generate the income that they need to offset the pressures up, we're now then at that point putting our clients into a fixed income area that I can't go to a bond and say, hey, I need you to increase your yield by 30% because my client's price has just gone up 30% in the fuel.
Right.
So we got to come up with other alternatives, if you will, to manage through it. Nothing complicated, but typically there are ways and strategies and asset managers that are out there that are very good managing through this crisis. It's a matter of finding them.
All right. Well, good advice. Greatly appreciate that. We got to leave it right there. Craig Stiles, Ameriprise Financial. You can find him anywhere in America. Craig Stiles. Go ahead and look him up. Greatly appreciate it. Craig, talk soon.
Thank you very much, Steve. Have a great one.
There you have it. We'll be right back.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com. The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.